the law of exchange. It's the principle that shapes every reward, every achievement, and every step forward you'll ever take. Now, some people might wish there were shortcuts. They might hope that life would pay out a little extra just because of tough circumstances or pure want. But the reality is, life doesn't respond to need. It responds to value. Picture a farmer heading out to the field. The soil doesn't care whether he's had a rough year. The earth makes one simple request: give me your best, plant the seed, and I'll reward you with a harvest. If the farmer skips a step, if he forgets to till the ground, or decides not to water, there's no extra sympathy bonus in the fall. The law is unbreakable. The earth pays for value, not need. It's the same with people. All of us are engaged in a grand exchange with the world around us. What you send out, you receive in return. Never more, never less. If you want more, you must become more. It's as simple as that. No one can demand a rich harvest from a bare field. There was a time in my own life when I was frustrated, working hard, spinning my wheels, wondering why the rewards didn't show up just because I showed up. Then it hit me. The only way to change what I was getting was to change what I was giving. And that's when my philosophy changed forever. So ask yourself, what am I bringing to the table? Not just in terms of hours or effort, but in actual value. Are you planting seeds or hoping for a harvest with empty hands? The world is neutral, waiting to see what you'll deposit before it writes a receipt. People look for a break, but what they really need is a breakthrough, a new understanding that exchange is always at work. When you develop yourself, when you sharpen your skills, when you multiply your understanding, life can't help but pay you more. Not because it feels sorry for you, but because you've increased your value in the grand equation. And that's the starting point. If you want to change the reward, don't argue with the system. Don't plead with the soil. Upgrade the seed. Upgrade the skills. Upgrade the attitude. The law will take care of the rest. That's the unbreakable truth at the center of every success story I've ever seen or lived. The law of exchange is always watching, always calculating, and it's always fair. So tonight, think about the exchange you're making with the world. Is it the exchange of mere effort, or is it the exchange of real value? When you answer that question honestly, you begin to unlock the door to every reward you seek. Now, this stuff will make or break you in the marketplace. Here's what I call the marketplace: reality. The marketplace is the real world. You see, the marketplace can seem mysterious, maybe even a little cold at times. But here's the truth. It's fairer than you might think. The marketplace doesn't measure intentions, and it doesn't grade on the curve. The marketplace measures contribution. It took me a while to learn that lesson. You see, effort matters, but only if it leads to results. You can pour your heart into a project, stay up late, and sweat every detail, but if the end product doesn't deliver value, the marketplace won't pay out a premium just for the struggle. The applause comes for the finished symphony, not the hours spent in rehearsal. Take a look around. Some people work two jobs and still struggle, while others work fewer hours and prosper. That puzzled me for years. Then I realized, it's not the hours, it's what happens in those hours. It's the value created, the service rendered, the problem solved. The marketplace rewards those who solve problems, fill needs, and elevate results. Think about a baker in a small town. The marketplace doesn't pay him for how early he gets up or how many times he kneads the dough. The customers line up for the taste, the freshness, and the experience he creates. His reward is tied to the delight he delivers, not just the flour on his apron. Or consider someone who decides to develop a new skill. Maybe they learn how to fix machines or design buildings. suddenly their contribution goes up. The economy is eager to pay for that skill because it fills a real need. That's how the marketplace keeps its equation balanced. Value in, reward out. I remember starting out in business thinking that good intentions were enough. Wanting to do well, hoping for the best, feeling deserving. None of that added a single dollar to my paycheck. But the moment I focused on increasing the value of my service, things began to change. The rewards caught up quickly when the results improved. So don't fall for the myth that effort alone buys success. The world doesn't hand out trophies for showing up. It recognizes contribution. What have you built? What have you improved? Who have you served? The answers to those questions determine your share of the rewards. The best part is the marketplace is open to everyone. It doesn't care about your background, your past, or your starting point. It cares about what you can do today, what you can deliver, and how well you can serve. The equation is always the same. More value, more reward. So if you want to tilt the scales in your favor, focus on contribution. Measure your days by the value you bring, not just the energy you spend. The economy has a perfect memory. It remembers results, and it never loses track of value. Let that be your guide. The more you contribute, the greater the return. That's the secret the successful understand. And it's available to anyone willing to play by the marketplace equation. Now let's talk about one of the biggest illusions that hold people back. Thinking you deserve it all. You'll hear it everywhere. Good people deserve good things. Or if you really want something, life ought to hand it over. But that just isn't how the law of exchange operates. I've met plenty of sincere, kind, hardworking people who felt they were due a better life just because of their intentions or struggles. Maybe you felt that way too. But intentions and wishes alone don't move the wheels of progress. The universe isn't built on a system of favors for the most deserving. It runs on the exchange of value for reward. Wanting something, no matter how intensely, doesn't guarantee you'll have it. You can want success, you can wish for prosperity, you can feel you've done enough to earn a break. But the law of exchange doesn't recognize want as a currency. It only recognizes value. I learned that lesson in my early years. There were days I would stare at my bank statement thinking, after all I've been through, I should be doing better. But nothing changed until I realized that life wasn't keeping score based on my needs or even my effort alone. Life was watching for what I was giving in return. When I shifted my thinking from what I deserved to what I was creating, that's when my fortunes began to change. People sometimes confuse kindness with reward, as if being a good person is enough to tip the scales. But goodness is the foundation. It earns trust and builds relationships, but it doesn't substitute for skill, knowledge, or results. The baker who smiles but sells stale bread won't keep customers no matter how friendly he is. The mechanic who means well but can't fix the car won't stay in business no matter how much he cares. That's not to say you shouldn't be kind or generous. Those qualities open doors, create friendships, and make the world a better place. But when it comes to reward, whether it's money, opportunity, or progress, there has to be something of value in the exchange. Think about the seasons. The earth is impartial. It won't produce a harvest just because you're a good farmer or you really, really want corn this year. The harvest comes from planting, nurturing, and waiting. The law is as firm as gravity. So if you've been waiting for the world to notice your intentions, it's time to change the approach. Ask yourself, what am I exchanging that creates real value? Are you giving more than is expected? Are you growing your skills and knowledge? Are you serving others in a way that truly makes a difference? Once you accept that reward is earned, not granted, you can take back control. The equation is honest reliable, and always in your hands. You don't have to wait for luck, sympathy, or a miracle. Trade value for reward, consistently, diligently, with your eyes open, and watch as the results start to line up. That's the key. Stop thinking the world owes you something and start living by the law of exchange. Now, let's talk about increasing your worth, because that's why we're all here tonight. If you want to elevate your rewards, you have to start by upgrading yourself, your skills, your mindset, and your daily habits. The law of exchange works like a mirror. The more valuable you become, the more the marketplace is willing to exchange for what you have to offer. I remember my early days trying to figure out why some people seemed to leap ahead while others stood still. It wasn't luck or circumstance. It was their willingness to become more valuable. The world responds to value like a magnet. The higher your skill, the more attractive you are to opportunity. The richer your mindset, the more doors begin to open. So how do you raise your value? It starts with self-education. Pick up a book. Take notes at a seminar. Find a mentor, someone who's walked the path ahead of you. Every new idea you absorb, every lesson you apply, adds a little more to your personal inventory. You can't expect a better job, a higher income, or more opportunity if you're the same person year after year. The marketplace doesn't respond to old versions. It's always on the lookout for growth. When you add a new skill, learn a new trade, or take on a new challenge, you shift the equation in your favor. There was a time when I was scraping by, doing the minimum, hoping things would improve. Then I heard this advice: for things to change, you have to change. That hit me like a ton of bricks. Suddenly, I understood. The secret to higher pay is higher skill. The secret to more opportunity is a better attitude. The secret to a better future is a better you. Think about a craftsman. If he learns to carve with more precision, his work becomes more valuable. If he develops a unique style, people start to seek him out. If he treats every customer with respect, word spreads. It's not just about working harder, it's about working smarter, working better, and working on yourself. And don't stop with just one area. Upgrade your communication, your problem solving, your leadership. Expand your circle, your influence, your understanding. Every improvement you make multiplies your value in the eyes of the marketplace. Here's another key. Mindset matters just as much as skill. If you believe you can grow, you will. If you believe you can't, you've already set the limit. Stay curious. Stay hungry for knowledge. Look for ways to improve. And don't settle for average. When you invest in yourself, you become your own greatest asset. The marketplace is always ready to reward those who bring more to the table, more skill, more creativity, more positive attitude. The investment may not pay off overnight, but it always pays off over time. So take inventory. What could you improve? What could you learn? What could you do to make yourself more valuable tomorrow than you are today? The answers to those questions are the keys to unlocking a richer exchange, a bigger reward, and a better life. Now I want to share with you a fundamental to every lasting achievement, the principle of mutual benefit. The law of exchange isn't a one-way street. Every time you take part in a transaction, whether it's in business, friendship, or family, there has to be value created for others first. That's how trust is earned. Relationships are built, and opportunities begin to multiply. Think about it. You can't withdraw from a bank account you never deposit into. Try taking more out than you put in, and the result is always disappointment. Life works the same way. You must be a giver before you become a receiver. Look at the world of business. The most successful companies aren't just focused on their own gain. They focus on serving the customer. If a product or service truly makes a difference, if it saves time, solves a problem, or brings joy, both sides win. The customer gets value, the business earns reward. It's a mutual exchange, and that's what makes it sustainable. The same principle applies in your personal life. Want loyalty from a friend? Be loyal first. Want encouragement from your team? Offer encouragement when they need it. You set the example, and in time, the world reflects it back to you. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, what's in it for me? But the real question to ask is, what's in it for them? If you consistently bring something of value to every relationship and every deal, you'll find that trust and goodwill start flowing your way. People want to help those who help them. And there's a simple test for every exchange. Does everyone leave better off than when they started? If the answer is yes, you've found the secret to ongoing success. If not, it's time to adjust the approach. Think about the great partnerships in life. When two people or two organizations work together for mutual gain, the results are extraordinary. They share ideas. They lift each other up. They celebrate victories together. Both sides invest, both sides receive, and both sides grow. But try taking without giving, and the equation breaks down. Relationships turn sour, deals fall apart, reputation suffers. The law of exchange is always watching, always tallying the score. So make it your mission to create value wherever you go. Ask yourself before every meeting, every phone call, every project, how can I make this a win for the other person? How can I leave them better than I found them? When you live by the principle of mutual benefit, you attract loyalty, opportunity, and support. People remember who helped them. They return the favor, often in ways you never expected. That's the ripple effect of value spreading out in every direction. In the end, your rewards are tied directly to the benefit you bring to others. So keep looking for ways to serve. Make it a habit, not an exception. That's how you keep the cycle of exchange alive, healthy, and always moving in your favor. But here's what we got to watch out for: the trap of minimum effort. It's the mindset that says, I'll do just enough to get by. But in the law of exchange, just enough leads straight to stagnation. I remember meeting people who proudly proclaimed they'd mastered the art of doing the bare minimum. They'd clock in, keep one eye on the clock, and count down the minutes until quitting time. But here's what they didn't realize. The marketplace is always watching. It doesn't reward minimum effort with maximum results. The person who only delivers what's expected gets paid what's expected. No more. Sometimes even less. Excellence, on the other hand, always finds a way to shine through. Go the extra mile, and suddenly you stand out. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. It's the attention to detail, the willingness to show up early, to stay a bit later, to make sure the job is done right. I once asked a young man how he planned to get ahead. He told me he did what was required, no more, no less. I said, that's why you're stuck where you are. If you want to move up, you have to do more than what you're paid for. That's how you prove your value before the rewards show up. Think about the great performers, athletes, musicians, craftsmen. They don't settle for average practice or average preparation. They push themselves, seeking that edge, that touch of excellence. The marketplace pays dearly for distinction, not mediocrity. The trap of minimum effort is subtle. It whispers, take it easy, nobody will notice. But the truth is, someone always notices. The boss notices, the customer notices, even your own self-respect notices. And over time, that habit of minimum effort becomes a ceiling on your life. Here's a question to ask. If you owned the business, would you be happy with someone doing just enough to get by? If the answer is no, then don't let that standard slip into your own work. Treat every job, every task, as if your future depends on it, because it does. There's a saying, don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't settle for the minimum when the world is wide open for those willing to do more. Excellence compounds. Each act of going above and beyond builds a reputation, creates goodwill, and opens doors that would otherwise remain closed. So the next time you feel tempted to do just enough, remember, the law of exchange is always taking notes. It never forgets who did the minimum and who reached for the maximum. Set your standard high, push past average, and watch how quickly your rewards begin to grow. Now pay attention to this one, because it may just be the most powerful exchange you'll ever make, the way you trade your time. Most people spend their days trading hours for dollars. They show up, put in their time, collect the paycheck, and repeat the cycle, week after week, year after year. There's nothing wrong with honest work, but there's a better way to use your time, trading it for growth instead of just money. I discovered early on that you can only work so many hours in a day, and there's a limit to how much you can earn trading time for money. But there's no limit on how much you can earn if you invest that time in your own development. Growth multiplies your value. Growth opens doors that money alone can never unlock. Picture two people. The first works hard every day, but never sets aside time to improve. 10 years go by and he's in the same place, earning the same wage, facing the same challenges. The second person, meanwhile, takes an hour each day to learn a new skill, read a book, study his craft. After 10 years, the gap between them is enormous, not just in income, but in opportunity, satisfaction, and freedom. That's the secret. The hours you invest in yourself pay dividends for the rest of your life. Time spent growing is never wasted. It's the highest return investment you can make. Trade a little recreation for some education and watch how your world changes. Trade a few hours of entertainment for a new skill and see how quickly you move ahead. I used to ask myself, am I spending time or am I investing it? That simple question changed my direction. The time you spend on growth compounds, just like money in the bank, it adds up quietly. And then one day the results speak for themselves. This principle goes beyond money. When you invest time in building relationships, expanding your understanding, or strengthening your character, you build a foundation that can weather any storm. You become the kind of person who isn't just earning a living, but creating a life. Don't get stuck in the routine of trading time for dollars and calling it a day. Trade time for knowledge, skill, health, and relationships. The return on that investment is immeasurable. The freedom you gain, freedom of choice, freedom of movement, freedom to pursue what matters most, is the greatest reward of all. So ask yourself, how am I spending my time? What am I growing into? What am I preparing for? The future belongs to those who invest in themselves today. Remember, the law of exchange will always honor those who trade time for growth. Make that your habit, and you'll never run out of opportunity. The marketplace for value, and you build value by learning and improving your skills. But there's something out there that's even more valuable than skill. It's your character. The law of exchange doesn't just measure what you can do. It weighs who you are. Skills may open the first door, but character keeps it open for years to come. In fact, the exchange rate of character is one of the highest you'll ever find. I've seen talented people rise fast and fall faster. Why? They tried to shortcut the process. Maybe they cut corners, made promises they couldn't keep, or looked for the easy way out. For a while, it might seem to work. But sooner or later, shortcuts destroy the balance of exchange. Opportunity slips away, trust evaporates, and the rewards disappear. The world is full of stories about people with remarkable talent who never reached their true potential. It wasn't because they lacked skill. It was because they failed the test of character. Integrity, honesty, and reliability. Those are the qualities that set you apart and multiply your value in the long run. When you make a promise, keep it. When you say you'll deliver, deliver. Your reputation is a silent partner in every transaction, every deal, every relationship. It's not just about what you say. It's about what you do, especially when nobody's watching. The law of exchange works on trust. When people believe in your word, they bring you bigger opportunities. When your character shines through, doors open where you least expect. And here's the secret. Character can be developed, just like a skill. It's built one choice at a time, one honest day's work, one kept commitment, one refusal to take the shortcut. If you want to raise your long-term value, make character your highest priority. Skills will attract attention. Character will keep you in the room when the spotlight shifts. I remember a time when an opportunity came my way, not because I was the most qualified, but because I was the most trusted. That's a currency that never loses its value. Don't underestimate the cost of cutting corners. The easy road is lined with lost rewards. The path of integrity sometimes asks more of you, but it always returns more in the end. The marketplace remembers those who do right, especially when it's difficult. So ask yourself, how is my exchange rate of character? Are you reliable? Are you honest? Are you the kind of person others can count on? Every time you answer yes, you raise your value, quietly, steadily, and surely. In a world hungry for trust, character is the ultimate differentiator. Develop it, protect it, and let it guide your every exchange. The rewards will follow, often in ways you never imagined. So what do we do when the rewards start to come? Success has its own law of exchange, and the wisest among us know that receiving is just the first half of the equation. The second half is reinvesting those rewards, putting what you've gained back into the things that keep the cycle alive. Learning, relationships, and contribution. Some people reach a milestone and think, I've made it. They stop learning. They pull back from their network. They tighten their grip on their achievements. But the law of exchange is never static. What isn't growing is shrinking. What isn't being reinvested starts to slip away. I learned early that when you taste a little success, that's the moment to double down on growth. Take a portion of every reward and use it to educate yourself further. Buy the books, attend the classes, seek out new mentors. The greatest fortunes are built by those who keep learning long after others have settled. But don't just invest in yourself, invest in your relationships. The more you give to others, the stronger your connections become. Share your knowledge, lend a helping hand, celebrate the victories of those around you. When you lift others, you lift yourself. The marketplace rewards those who contribute to the success of others. Contribution is the force that multiplies rewards. Every time you use your experience to help someone else, every time you give back to your community, you set new exchanges in motion. People remember who helped them on their journey. Sometimes, the greatest rewards come back to you years later from a seed you planted and forgot. I've seen too many people rest on yesterday's accomplishments. They think the game is won and lower their guard. But the law of exchange responds to what you're doing now, not what you did last year. That's why I made it a practice to reinvest in my own journey, no matter how well things were going. Take inventory. Are you putting part of your rewards back into learning something new? Are you strengthening your relationships, both personal and professional? Are you looking for ways to contribute to others, even in small ways? When you reinvest, the rewards start to compound. New opportunities appear. Old connections bring fresh ideas. Your knowledge deepens, and your value in the marketplace grows again. The greatest satisfaction isn't just in earning rewards, but in knowing how to use them wisely. That's how you stay relevant, stay in motion, and keep the law of exchange working in your favor. So remember, every reward is a resource. Use it to fuel your next round of growth, deepen your relationships, and make a bigger contribution. That's the real secret to lasting success and fulfillment. If you want to change your income, change your value. If you want different rewards, upgrade the service, the skills, the discipline you bring to the marketplace. Every improvement you make alters the rate of exchange in your favor. You see, it's not magic or mystery. It's a law, as certain as gravity. Life doesn't pay for need or hope or even hard work alone. Life pays for value. Every day you stand before the world with something to offer. The more you have to offer, the more you receive in return. Look back at any meaningful achievement in your life, and you'll see the law of exchange at work. When you became more disciplined, the results changed. When you learned a new skill, new opportunities found you. When you made a habit of going the extra mile, suddenly the marketplace noticed and the rewards followed. But don't make the mistake of waiting for things to improve before you improve yourself. Don't wait for a better economy, a new boss, or a fresh break. The change begins with you. For things to get better, you must get better. For things to grow, you must grow. For things to change, you must change. The law of exchange is always running in the background, quietly setting the terms. It's not moved by excuses, stories, or circumstances. It's moved by the value you bring, the problems you solve, the lives you touch. So tonight, take a close look at what you're offering the world. Are you coasting, or are you climbing? Are you trading time for money, or are you trading time for growth? Are you giving just enough, or are you raising the standard with every effort? Excellence, consistency, integrity. These are the qualities that shift the rate of exchange in your favor year after year. Make them your trademarks. Set goals that challenge you to give more, become more, and serve more. The rewards will always catch up, sometimes when you least expect them. Don't forget, the real payoff is more than just money. It's the satisfaction of knowing you made a difference, the joy of growth, the respect of your peers, and the freedom to design your own future. That's the ultimate reward the law of exchange can deliver. So commit tonight. Become a person of greater value. Upgrade your skills, expand your understanding, deepen your character. Bring more to every table you sit at, and watch how the world responds. It's a principle as old as time and as reliable as the sunrise. Live by the law of exchange, and you'll never have to chase rewards. They'll come chasing you. We'll be right back.